It's been a year of extremes at the U.S.-Mexico border. For the first time, immigration authorities counted more than 2 million arrests. They also recorded an all-time high for migrant fatalities. NPR's Joel Rose went to find out why.
The river that divides Texas and Mexico is known on the U.S. side as the Rio Grande. On the other side, it has a different name, El Rio Bravo, the fierce river or the angry river.
We all just jumped into the river without knowing how deep it was and how strong the currents were.
Anderson Infante had just crossed the river a few weeks ago near Del Rio, Texas, a few hours from San Antonio, when he heard screams coming from the water.
I hear a young woman yelling, "Help, help, I'm drowning." But everybody kept going. No one was helping her. So I went back into the river. I pulled her out of the water.
Luckily for her, Infante had worked as a lifeguard back in Venezuela. That woman survived, but hundreds of other migrants have drowned in the river this year. Border Patrol airboats cruise the waterfront in downtown Eagle Pass, a small city in South Texas that's become one of the busiest crossing spots on the entire border and one of the most dangerous, especially after a lot of rain when the river is high.
It seems like it's a slow-moving river, but it's fairly swift. So it is very deceptive, very dangerous.
Manuel Mello is the fire chief in Eagle Pass. His department helps recover the bodies of migrants who drowned trying to cross. Mello says they used to get one or two calls a month. Now it's dozens.
So it's basically a drowning a day that you're seeing.
Drownings are a big reason why this year has been the deadliest ever for migrants trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border. Hundreds more have perished from extreme heat in remote borderlands or in the backs of tractor trailers. More than 800 migrants have died border-wide in the fiscal year that ends this week, according to internal government figures shared by a senior Border Patrol official. And authorities in South Texas are struggling to keep pace.
Has it ever been like this before?
Never. Every day. Never.
Tom Schmerber spent more than 20 years in the Border Patrol. He's now the sheriff in Maverick County, which includes Eagle Pass. The county has no medical examiner, so the remains of migrants have to be stored at a local funeral home until they can be transported to a neighboring county. Schmerber says the funeral home is running out of space.
Right now they're overwhelmed. He doesn't have the space.
Immigration hardliners have not been shy about blaming the growing number of fatalities on President Biden. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, a Republican, says the administration's border policies are encouraging more migrants to try the dangerous crossing. Here's Abbott in June when more than 50 migrants died after being trapped in the back of a sweltering tractor trailer in San Antonio.
It is the deadliest migrant smuggling incident on U.S. soil, and it's on President Biden's watch.
But immigrant advocates say it's not fair to blame the rise in migrant deaths on the current president alone.
The border conditions are incredibly inhospitable, and they have been since the late 90s.
Robin Reinecke teaches anthropology at the University of Arizona. She's also the co-founder of the Colibri Center for Human Rights, which helps the families of migrants who've died or gone missing near the border. Reinecke says U.S. administrations of both parties have embraced the strategy known as prevention through deterrence by making it harder to cross in safer spots.
The basic idea behind prevention through deterrence is that once people would see how difficult and dangerous it was to cross, that they wouldn't try. The problem is they did try and they died in the thousands.
Reinecke says it's time to rethink that strategy so that migrants don't have to take their chances in remote borderlands or the angry river. Joel Rose, NPR News, Eagle Pass, Texas.